Good evening, American Fork. My name is Dennis Aquilino. We are here together at the Wasatch Front Invitational. We're in Herman, Utah, and I'm from San Francisco, California. And I get to judge you in Music Ensemble. I want to wish you the best of luck. Hopefully my comments will be some help to you. Wow, what a nice ensemble sound. With all that motion you're doing too. Way to switch it up. Nice. Careful of the volume, the soloist, back down a little bit, take away the little reverb. Wow, a lot of going on. Nice forte piano. So in that last section where everything's just everything mixing around, you really have to pay attention from an orchestration standpoint, players, you know, where you are important wise, and it could change from beat to beat, and that's really paying attention to what you have to do. It just seems like it's just too much reverb, too much space in the sound. And I think maybe you're trying to emulate the stadium quality sound, but it seems like you're missing the center of the instrument. Tough on Cole Knights. I'm going to give it to you. Yeah. Soloist, if you're going to play again, you should be holding your mouthpiece in your hand to keep it nice and warm and then put it back in right before you get up there. This is a fancy pants orchestration here, boy. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of responsibilities from multiple standpoints. Yeah, you got to get consistent. Hard to do that double tonguing like that. And there's a couple individuals, it's you know, that's marathon running stuff. You got to practice that over and over again. Nice ensemble blend. Yeah, good crescendo. Yeah, I'm sorry, I got a little bit of a beef with the way the instruments are mic'd. It just seems just way too much reverb or space in the sound. Sweet. Tough and cold weather. Giving you all a pass, man. Tough and cold weather. Nice. nice. Watch the timing of the entrance and looking at the spread you're having, just slightly off, and I can understand you got to be able to anticipate where your entrance is based on your field placement. Oh, watch a couple of individuals sticking out in trumpet land. So much going on, man. So a little bit of fugue action there. Watch your release trumpet. It sounds like somebody tongue release. It's funny, the wind chimes tonight don't need any help. It's a nice moment, trumpets. I'm just sitting here kicking back going, man, there's so much going on in this field from an audio standpoint, then visually what the demands are on your students. And the color guard and the percussion and the pit. Man, it's crazy bread out there. So, you know, so with that in mind, you know, you have a lot to think about, to really, you know, from... Be careful, individuals sticking out there. Yeah, so with that all in mind, because this show doesn't stop. I mean, so from an ensemble standpoint, I don't want to get into the other side of it, but from an ensemble standpoint, it does not stop. So there's a multitude of responsibilities this band has. My God, from drill to orchestration of the music, you know, individual sections, pitch control, rhythm control, the equipment that's being flown on around you, all of those things, multitude of responsibilities. And, you know, maybe tonight, cold and all those things, it's a little bit loose. And you know, because there's so much going on, man, you guys have got to be on your game all the time. You don't get to relax, you know. So that would be my only comment. I mean, just there's, you know, It's a roller coaster ride, you know, of this beautiful melody that's supposed to make you relax. That's the irony of it. That's, you know, you've taken this beautiful melody that you're supposed to relax to, and like cranked it up and tossed it around and put it in a freaking blender. And so, you know, that idea that you've chosen to take really has pumped up the responsibility of your students to really focus on, first of all, what they're doing in their little zone, and then taking it up to the zone that's next to them, and then the zone, the big zone, the global zone around them. So, you know, wonderful vehicle. You got some things to definitely to tighten up, you know. And I want to wish you the best of luck. Hopefully my comments are some help to you.